You're listening to SBS News.
As Parliament returns for the start of a federal election year, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced that Australia's international borders are reopening.
It's almost 2 years since we took the decision to close the borders to Australia. National Security Committee Cabinet has decided today that Australia will reopen our borders to all remaining visa holders on the 21st of February of this year.
The announcement was an opportunity for the government, beset by accusations it has bungled the management of the pandemic, to talk about how it is best placed to return Australia to the freedoms that existed before COVID-19. But with the coalition embroiled in internal tensions and important bills losing support, that opportunity may not have the desired effect. Much of the tension relates to a leaked series of text messages where Prime Minister Scott Morrison was described in unflattering terms by more than one person. One set of messages called Scott Morrison a complete psycho. Rumours have been flying about who the mystery texter could be, and now former Foreign Minister Bob Carr has made the explosive claim that it was Defence Minister Peter Dutton. Mr. Dutton denies the claim. Meanwhile, the Nationals party room has met to discuss another set of text messages sent by Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce, where he called Scott Morrison a hypocrite and a liar. Mr. Joyce later retracted his texted comments in an awkward press conference.
I should never have written the text that I did. My view from the backbench about the Prime Minister was based on assumption and commentary, not from a one-on-one working relationship.
Former Nationals leader Michael McCormack says the texting story is a distraction, and he has offered his services to the party should they wish to get rid of Barnaby Joyce as the main source of that distraction.
If enough members of the party came to me and said they want me to lead the party again, well, I would certainly seriously consider that. I've taken them to an election.
But Nationals MP Keith Pitt says all has been forgiven and the coalition is united.
The reality is very straightforward. Barnaby has the support of the room. There is no vacancy. Individuals are entitled to put themselves forward. That's how democracy works.
Keith Pitt went a step further, saying talk of party room tensions are important in Canberra, but not for voters.
Look, I think it's a challenging period. There's no doubt about that. I mean, I freely and frankly admit it. But when you're out talking to individuals who are out in the real world, it's not something that they're focused on. They're focused on whether they have a job next week, whether they'll catch COVID and be unwell, whether they've got opportunities to reduce their cost of living.
But even for issues important to the electorate, the coalition is struggling to find a foothold. The package of three bills relating to the issue of religious discrimination were introduced by Scott Morrison in November last year, a set of bills that proposed banning discrimination on the basis of a person's religious belief. It's the last chance the government has to introduce major legislation before the budget in March and a likely election in May. Critics greeted the legislation with considerable suspicion, declaring it was simply a way to allow churches and religious schools to legally discriminate against the gay, lesbian and transgender communities. Under pressure from moderates in the party and a range of lobby groups, Mr. Morrison has already agreed to change the Sex Discrimination Act so that gay teachers and students cannot be targeted. But this change doesn't have the support of Conservatives in the government, and Tasmanian MP Bridget Archer has already indicated she is prepared to cross the floor against the bill. Advocate Rodney Croom has told Sky News he does not support the bill because it would be discrimination through another means, giving some with one hand and taking away with another. He says he supports Bridget Archer's position.
I think Bridget Archer is right to say that the trade-off being proposed by the Prime Minister isn't enough, that the religious discrimination bill enshrines the privilege for some people to demean and discriminate against others, and it really is fatally flawed.
The Liberal Party room doesn't have much time to allow the moderates to review any proposed amendments to the current bill. Support from the opposition also looks tenuous. Labor's Christina Keneally says the government is not even ready to present it yet.
The government have told us they don't have a final version of this bill. And clearly the bill requires amendments. The government's admitted that. So we're waiting for the final version of the bill. I'm not going to start speculating about decisions that will be made by the caucus.
Christina Keneally says Labor's current position is straightforward.
Labor supports people of faith being able to live without being discriminated against. We support adding religious belief into the list of attributes. We also support that children who are in schools not be discriminated against because of whether they are lesbian, gay, transgender or the like.
The laws are listed for debate in Parliament when sittings resume for the year. Deborah Grawk, SBS News.